E-bikes are the talk of bike trails and sidewalks across the greater Tampa Bay region. Some say they're the future of urban transportation, while others say they're adding new dangers for pedestrians. WUSF's Craig Kopp strapped on his bike helmet to check out this new two-wheeled phenomenon.
All right, here we go. We're on Eco now.
Before we go any further on this e-bike journey, we need to define what an e-bike is and is not.
We're going to turn the bike on. You'll see you have your battery life, you have your speed. This is going to be your rough range with the rest of the battery. And then as you hit the plus symbol, it's going to add to your level of assist. And as you go,
Kevin Kraft of City Bike Tampa knows what an e-bike is. His shop is participating in the city's new e-bike voucher program.
How fast does it go?
All of these bikes are going to be governed at 20, and that meaning the motor is going to be shutting off at 20. If you're going faster than that, it's all going to be on your own power.
Okay. We'll spin around here.
As I took a few rides up and down Cass Street in Tampa, I quickly learned that an e-bike does just what Kraft says it does. It assists.
I felt a little bit of a push, so we'll see how it goes.
But that little bit of a push seems like overkill for some pedestrians.
So you've been apparently walking the trail for how long?
About 20 years.
We caught up with Richard Moria on the Pinellas Trail in Dunedin. He's seeing a lot more e-bikes, along with electric unicycles, hoverboards, skateboards, you name it.
And we have a sign in town, which is a joke, where it says 20 miles an hour. And we also have a sign that says no electric vehicles, which is long since outdated.
City Bikes Kraft hears that. He says for e-bikes, it's kind of like the Wild West.
That, there's also bikes that are being branded as e-bikes and are essentially mopeds or electric motorcycles almost.
We've got it on sport now, and here we go. Wow. You can really feel the difference.
Yeah, I could feel it, but I certainly wasn't exceeding 20 miles an hour. And Kyle Simpson, active transportation planner for Forward Pinellas, says a study done last spring after the county received complaints about speeding e-bikers shows that speeding e-bikers is more a feeling than a reality.
And basically what we found is that very few people were exceeding the posted speed limit of 20 on the Pinellas Trail, and that it really was more of a comfort issue than necessarily a safety issue.
Simpson says the perception that e-bikes are making places like the Pinellas Trail more dangerous may not be because there are more e-bikes, but there are more e-bikes, regular bikes, and pedestrians hitting the trail than ever before.
What's your name?
John Quinn.
John, where are you from?
Upstate New York.
John Quinn is one of the millions who enjoy cruising the Pinellas Trail while escaping the snow, as he put it. He and his wife were climbing on e-bikes.
Where we are is fairly mountainous, so having electric motor to assist us up the hills makes a big difference, and we can go farther, and you can get as much or as little exercise on them as you want.
Why don't we step off the trail?
Rebecca Bray of Tampa was just walking the trail, cautiously.
Yeah, we don't do e-bikes. I think e-bikes are a whole new game. We do find them a little bit more dangerous, especially if someone's not paying attention or has AirPods in, or in our neighborhood, for instance, a lot of kids look at their phones while they're traveling.
But again, the sense of e-bikes being more dangerous isn't necessarily backed up by data. Kyle Simpson of Forward Pinellas.
There have not been any fatal crashes between someone and a bike, whether it's a pedal bike or an e-bike, and someone else biking or walking.
Richard Moria says he's been hit in the back by an e-bike, and he's a cautious walker now.
As a pedestrian walking the trail, if you're smart enough, you're looking behind you.
I don't think I want to go up to turbo, but I'll try it once. Yeah. There's a little zing there.
City Bikes Kevin Kraft says as more and more people hit the trails and streets on e-bikes, they've just got to be aware that they're not alone.
You know, pedestrians have the right of way, and then it's bicycles, and then it's cars, and so it's kind of keeping in mind who you need to be looking out for.
I could get so used to that. Wow.
Craig Kopp, WUSF 89.7 News.